Self-awareness is one of the most powerful aspects of a great leader. And self-awareness is a critical component of how to have hard conversations. And so the vast majority of the work we do here is around self-awareness. The starting point, the simplest one, is just to think about and reflect on our conversation styles or preferences. Knowing this about ourselves, we'll know how we can plan a conversation and also figure out where we need to grow. It all starts with a basic understanding that was pioneered by a psychologist named Karen Horney. And she posited, rightly, I believe, that there are three primary ways that all human beings relate or interact. And we all do all three of these. We tend to move against, we can move against, we can move towards, or we can move away. And all three of these exist in all of us, and all of them have a high side and a negative side. And they're kind of, you can also be blended. And the theory is that you tend to do one of these better than the others, or in many cases you do two of them, but there's always one that we tend to be weaker at, we tend to do less often. You can also be moving against, towards, and away others, or against, towards, and away yourself. And that's another level that we won't have to get into too much right now. But so when we just look at against, you know, this is the movement of anger. A negative against is, of course, if I were to punch you in the face or someone punched me in the face, that would be a negative moving against, if for me anyway. But a positive one is the ability to assert boundaries, to say, you can't go here anymore. And you'll see there's kind of at the bottom, there's like a little bit of a purplish triangle and a little bit of an orange one. That's just an indicator of the overlap, that you might be a bit more purple than you are red, in the sense that you might have a lot of towards and against, a little bit of both. You're a warmer person, or you might have a kind of an against in a way. That's the more orange. Let's take a look at towards. So towards, the positive moving towards is the act of love, is the sort of moving towards others and giving to others, that nurturing, connecting, reaching out quality. The negative towards is often more the neediness, the kind of sucking sound that you hear from people who are kind of needing lots of validation, affirmation, connection. They have a hard time just validating themselves. So that's sort of that. And you can also see the green and the purple there. The green is when someone has like a lot of towards and away. They tend to be very, very calm and cool and don't ever want to have conflict. We've already talked about the purple. And then away is the last one. Away is pretty straightforward. It's people distancing. A really healthy form of away is the ability to go, you know, I need to get a little bit of space, get some objectivity before I re-engage a situation. The unhealthy moving away is cutting off, just completely vanishing, abandoning, completely leaving a situation and never really re-engaging. And so these are the three basic movements that all of us have. And the first step of awareness is to ask yourself the question, which of these do you tend to do most of, and which of these do you tend to not do very well? Or is there one of these that you tend to express the more negative expression versus the positive expression? So just start with that kind of basic awareness. And once you have that, I'm going to add a dimension now and have us explore the same kind of thing, but using a different method with an added dimension of time. So here's what that looks like. And this is where you're really starting to get clear on your conversational style. So some of us like to talk now. Well, we like to have the conversation as soon as possible. There's an immediacy. Others, we like to talk later. We tend to be a bit more delayed. We do get around to it, but we tend to kind of want to noodle over it for a while. And in some cases, there's a joke I have with a friend who really does not like having hard conversations ever. And she... I said, when do you want to have this conversation? And she said, can we have it yesterday? So that's another way of thinking about that. So that's one dimension or domain. The other one is there are those that like to talk straight, meaning they're very direct. They get right to the point and they're pretty quick about it. And then there are those that like to talk around. They tend to be a lot more indirect. They're a bit more careful about how they say what they're going to say. There's a little bit more padding, a little bit more pillows around it. And eventually they get to what they're trying to say. But those are the kind of the main dimensions. Now that creates four quadrants. And if you are a talk now kind of person and you're a talk straight kind of person, then you're going to be called in my nomenclature, you're a grill. That's you're a person who likes direct heat. You want to cook that thing as fast as possible. You might burn it in the process, but that's okay. That's the idea. So that's going to go fast and hot. Now, if you're a talk now kind of person, you want to have the conversation right now, but you tend to more talk around. You want to get the conversation going, but you're not really direct. You are more the oven. That's what you are. An oven is an indirect heat. Eventually it does cook. It takes a little longer than the grill, but it will get there eventually. That's the oven. Now, if you are a straight talker, you do like to get right to the point, but you like to talk later. You like to take quite a bit of time before you ever bring something up, and you're going to need time to kind of noodle over it, figure out what you want to say, and eventually get around to it. You, in that case, are what we call the slow cooker. That's a lot longer than an oven, and it's very, very slow, but it's really, really tender when it gets done, and it's still quite juicy. So that's the slow cooker option. And then the last one, if you like to talk later and you like to talk around, you don't want to get right to the point, you are what we call a no cooker, or in this case, a cooler. And this is great. You need a cooler. Coolers are great for keeping things cool. But if you're wanting to cook something, you don't want to put it in a cooler. So now you have these four basic quadrants that are actually you can use to think about your own conversational styles. Do you tend to be more of a grill, direct heat, oven, slow cooker, or no cooker? Which are you? Now, it's really important to note here that these are not better and worse. Every one of these expressions of conversational style is really helpful and very appropriate. And every one of these conversation styles can actually be quite damaging or hurtful or not useful or undermining. And so the issue isn't which one's best. The issue is which one do you apply to which situation? It's about appropriateness, not whether it's good or bad. So a grill, there are definitely times when you need a grill. You need someone to go in and say, look, my kid's running into the street. I'm going to shout at that kid and go, get out. That's a kind of a grill type style. But if I'm dealing with someone who is really triggered in a highly emotional state and pretty aggressive, sometimes that's not the best way. That straight talk is only going to get them worse. So you might want to move over to the talk around. There are other scenarios, talk straight and talk later. The slow cooker, that's really appropriate when it is a very serious issue with high consequences. If this conversation goes wrong, it could have a really big impact on your life, negatively or positively. And so maybe this is a big pitch you want to make to a new business, or maybe it's a sermon or a talk you need to give. You want to spend some time stewing on it, thinking it over, and then you want to get out and talk about it really clearly. Now, the no cooker, the kind of the cooler option, that's really appropriate when you're dealing with people that are in highly traumatized states, or if it's a highly politically charged environment, and you know that if you were to go straight at something really directly, that it would have all kinds of hidden and unintended consequences because it's a very complex system. And so what you want to do is you want to be indirect in the way you talk about it, and you want to wait for a while, take your time before you bring yourself to that. So the question is, now that you kind of see these are the conversational styles, which one is your tendency? Where do you tend to live most often? Next one. Which one do you notice you resist a little bit? I noticed for me historically, I used to resist the grill. That was one that I was pretty afraid of. I tended to be a bit more of an oven type. That's kind of where I tended to live. Have you changed? So I just alluded to the fact that I used to be one way, and actually I've changed over time, in part because of being a leader, in part because of coaching leaders, in part because of my own development and a lot of my own bad experiences. I had to learn how to adopt more of these. What caused the change? So there, I just gave you some examples of what caused the change in me. Where did you move to when you changed? What works well about where you are? So right now, I've worked with this for a lot of years. I what works well is I have access to more resources. I have more arrows in my quiver to know which one to use in which situation. And which do you need to learn more about? I actually think there are times now that I need to learn more about the cooler or the no cooker. I tend to want to talk more urgently, whether it's talking around or talking straight. I tend to want to talk now. So the kind of the waiting and the delaying and allowing things to unfold, that's one that I tend to need to work on. So what's the one you need to work on? Now, this is the module or the video around your conversational styles. Begin to ask these questions. There's a PDF in the and a little worksheet that you can ask these questions of yourself and begin to triangulate where you live in your conversational style.